So today we'll revise today's Sunday's Avyakta Murli. Before we start the revision, today is a special day. Anybody knows about it? Today is Sunday and 14th of May 2017. So today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. So I'll just begin with a very short poem and then we will enter into the depth of Murli. This poem is written in Marathi. So first I'll recite in Marathi and then we will try to understand its meaning. It's written by one of the poets, a great poet in Marathi, Yashwant. He says, Aayi manuni koni, aayi sahak mari, tihak yehi kani, mazho ya shokakari. Nahe sahak mate, mari kuni kuthari, aayi kuna manumi, aayi ghari nadari. Sahlancha chimni haru sadehi, gothya tovasaranna ya chatatat gai. Vatsalya he pashunche, vatsalya he bhaguni, vyaku ajiva hoi. यशील तू घराला परतु न केद वागे रुसनार मीना आता जरी बोलशील रागे आई कुना मनुमी आई घरी नदारी स्वामी तिन्ही जगांचा आई विना भिकारे. The poet says that he doesn't have mother and he is missing his mother. He says that I see that mother bird feeding the little ones. He sees the cow, how that mother cow is licking the cattle. So seeing all these scenes, he is feeling very much unhappy within. He is having that grief and he is saying that he is calling to his mother and saying that please come back. This time I will not get upset. Please don't get upset with me. Even if you shout at me, I will not get upset with you. So please come back. And at last, the very good statement, even if somebody is a emperor or king of all the three worlds, without mother, he is a beggar. I was just thinking, what is the mother's attitude towards her children? She never picks up their faults. She never sees their weaknesses. She never sees their defects, imperfections. And today's Murli is completely on that. It's about to be a true Vaishnava means to be one who constantly picks up virtues. Just as mother never sees child's defects, weaknesses, imperfections, in the similar manner, Baba wants us to become like that. Baba is starting this Murli and he is saying that today Bab Dada is creating a rosary. And in this rosary, every soul, every child is elevated, father is elevated, reward is elevated, this confluence age is elevated. So everything is elevated here. And even if Baba never sees anybody's weaknesses, even if that today Baba is seeing the infantry group, Pyade. And Baba is saying infantry in the sense, these are the group of people who are doing least purushartha, least efforts. But still Baba says that, even if I have to count from first to last, I see, even for the last children, I see his virtues. So without virtues, you can never become even Baba's child. Everybody has some or other virtue, that's why he has become Brahmin. So this Murli presents a very elevated version, elevated attitude we should have towards each other. Just as mother never sees, or rather she tries to cover it up. Even if her child has got some weakness, some defect, some imperfection, some failing, she tries to cover it up, she tries to hide it from the world. In the similar manner, we are not supposed to see each other's shortcomings, drawbacks, flaws, whatever you call it. Because Baba has said that children play games. This is the game of cleverness. Few days back we had described few games that we play. Anybody remembers? Different games we play. Clay game, doll game, hide and seek, football, boxing, wrestling. So many games we keep on playing. Tug of war, somersault. Okay, so these are the different games we keep on playing. Today Baba has described four different types of games. In today's Murli, Baba is saying that children keep on playing four different types of games, and he says that these are the games of cleverness. These are the games of cleverness. Another word he has given for this, these are the games of descending stage. So we will see about those games. Before that, I will just tell yet another short story. This story, though not mentioned in Bible, but this is often said of Jesus Christ. Once he was going with his group of disciples, and they see a dead animal. A dead animal, and it was having a very foul smell. See, all the apostles, all the disciples starts commenting, starts giving their opinion about that dead animal. One disciple says, "Oh, what a putrid smell, what a bad odor." Another disciple says, "Oh, what a deformed animal." Third one says, "Who has put this here?" Another disciple says, "This should not happen. They should understand where to keep the dead animals." Another says, "Look at his body, how dirty it is." So they start giving one or other opinion for that dead animal. So Jesus Christ sees that and he says, "Look at his teeth, how white and how much shining they are." So even though that carcass, that dead body, that corpse, that cadaver was there, and it was having that fetid, putrid odor, and it was so much deformed, but look at this man's approach to it. He was seeing what? He was seeing the shining teeth. And he was appreciating that. So, once in one of the Murlis, Avyakta Bab Dada has said that the difference between Baba and children is that if suppose somebody has got nine virtues and only one defect, one shortcoming, children have the tendency to see that. And what is Baba? What Baba does is suppose somebody has got nine defects, nine shortcomings, Baba see, and one virtue, Baba sees only that virtue. So this Murli is about virtues. We have to become virtuous and we have to see others' virtues. Because of this virtue we have become Baba's child. Because of this virtue only we are being loved by Baba. So be virtuous. Okay? So, as I said, Baba is talking about four different types of games. First game. Though it is nowhere mentioned like this, first game, second game, third game or fourth game. But they are there. First game is that game. We play that game where what we should merge, we try to spread out. What we should merge within the heart, we try to spread out. There are four parts to this. There are four parts to this first game. First, to see others' weaknesses. Second is to know others' weaknesses. Third, to imbibe that weakness. And fourth, to gossip about it. So these four things are there in first part. The first game is what we should merge within ourselves. We try to spread it out. So what we do? And actually, each one of us must be doing or is doing this is playing this game at some point or other. What we do? These four things. First, to see, to look at others' weaknesses. One. And once this is done, the second part is invariably attached to it. The second is to know it. And third is, then we imbibe it. And fourth is, then we talk about it, when we gossip about it. So these are the four parts. We'll come to the first part. Baba is saying, to see somebody's weakness, okay, to look at somebody's weakness, to see somebody's weakness, what you have to see is virtue, but you start seeing their weaknesses. So what happens is, when you see somebody's weakness, the second stage automatically happens. You try to know that weaknesses. So, and we say that they think that they are very clever, that they know everybody's weakness. But Baba says this is not cleverness. This is upside, this is wrong cleverness. This is wrong cleverness. And those people who know each other's weakness, and suppose somebody doesn't know, so they say this is Buddhu. In this Brahmin family, that person is called Buddhu. They say, you don't know anything. You must know all those things. But Baba is saying, it's better to be Buddhu in this Brahmin family. It's better to be called a foolish person in this Brahmin family, rather than coming in the category of those who know, those who imbibe, and those who talk, those who gossip about the weaknesses of others. So first step is, first thing of that game is to see each other's weaknesses. See, when we are prejudiced, we always see each other's weaknesses. We know that this is there and we have fixed opinion about people, that this person is like this. What Baba is saying, if you have to see only virtues, not weaknesses, one. Second is to know. And because the argument which is given against Baba's argument is that we must know things in this Brahmin life or in this life, we must know. What Baba is saying is, what is the meaning of being knowledgeful? To know means to burn that weakness, your own and that person's weakness. That is the real knowledge. You know means not just you know it and then gradually you start imbibing it. That is not the meaning of being knowledgeful. Knowledgeful means to you become a master son of knowledge and burn his weakness and your own weakness. You transform him and you transform yourself. Not to take revenge, not badla, but badalna. That's what Baba is saying. That is what is being knowledgeful is. So when we say that no, always remember the real meaning of the word knowledge. Knowledge means to burn your own weakness and to burn that person's weakness. Knowledge means to transform yourself and to transform that person. That alone constitutes the knowledge, being knowledgeful. Otherwise, simply to know somebody's weakness, that is not knowledge. That is your wrong cleverness. This wrong cleverness will make you upside down one day. So do not do this. Third stage is to imbibe that weakness. Because when we see somebody's weakness, we already know that weakness and we are constantly thinking about that weakness. So what happens? The third stage automatically happens. We start imbibing that weakness. And Baba is using the word that becomes natural sanskar gradually. That becomes natural sanskar. Because you are constantly thinking about that person's weakness and constantly, suppose I have the habit of criticizing somebody. Somebody says and I start criticizing. So that criticism itself becomes an habit, a natural sanskar. Then I always pick up everybody's faults, always antagonize whatever somebody is saying. So that is known as criticizing. That is a, for example, that is. So remove this habit of criticizing or imbibing that weakness. Fourth is the most dangerous thing. What is that? Gossips, parachintan. You start talking about it. Actually, suddenly fourth stage never comes. When something is filled till here, till neck, automatically it has to come out. So it is filled. And who has filled it? We saw it. We try to know it. And we try to imbibe it. Imbibition also has occurred on its own. This dharana, what Baba says, dharana. So that has happened because first two things have happened. First step, second step, third step and fourth step, and you start taking that. Now Baba is comparing this with Vaishnavism. Who is a true Vaishnav? True Vaishnavas are those people who are devotees of Vishnu. But, you know, in Indian philosophy, they all those who worship Vishnu are known as Vaishnav. Those who worship Shiva are known as Shaivites. Those who worship Shakti or Mother Goddess are known as Shaktas. Ganapatyas, all these are there, but the most prominent branch in the northern India is Vaishnavism. So these Vaishnavas are very pure devotees of God. They advocate the philosophy of Dvaitvad. Dvait is God is different and we are different. We can never become like God. So they are very humble. The first quality of this Vaishnavism is, and they have a set of etiquettes, rules and regulations. First and foremost, Sanatan Goswami, who was a disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has written a book specially on the rules and regulations of Vaishnav. What is Vaishnav? What are Vaishnav rules and regulations or etiquettes? How Vaishnav should behave? What he should eat? What he should drink? That book is known as Hari Bhakti Vilasa. That Hari Bhakti Vilasa is a big volume only dedicated to rules and regulations a Vaishnav should follow. How he should behave with women, how he should behave during in temple, how he should do his arati, how he should offer obeisance. So many things. What should be his attitude towards elders and gurus? In that, there is a very beautiful thing about this. Even this is included in that, not to see others' faults. This fault finding, in Hindi it is known as chidranveshan. This fault finding habits, when it becomes a sanskar, then automatically it happens. You don't have to work. In every situation you try to find fault. in every situation you try to put the blame at the doorstep of one particular person. So this becomes a habit, and it is such a dangerous habit. It is such a dangerous habit to see others' weaknesses, defects. When Baba is saying that, I see only virtues, even my last child is not without virtues. Because he is virtuous, that's why he has become Baba's child. I have picked you up from this world, for you do not belong to this world. Because I have picked you up. Some he has picked up from such a far-flung places, because they had that particular one virtue. So, these four things. Seeing. Second, knowing. Third, imbibing. Fourth, gossiping. Do not indulge in gossip. This gossip is character, any assassination, a sort of. It is known as Vaishnava Aparadh. It is included in the category of Vaishnava Aparadh. There is a specific word. Adosh, Adosh Drishti. Adosh Drishti one should have. So, in this Brahmin family also, Baba is saying that if you are doing any one of these four things, it means what you are doing, you are taking impure food. Vaishnava devotee will never take impure food. He is so particular about his food, who is preparing the food. They never take food prepared by the hands of non-devotees. All purity is practiced in food. They call it prasad, Krishna prasadam. So that Krishna prasadam, they will stay hungry, but they will not eat from outside. They are so firm and staunch in their principles. So, in a similar manner, even if here Baba says, if suppose by any reason you have to take outside food, you feel very much sorry and you write to Baba that, Baba, I cannot eat. I am very poor in this dharana of diet and food. So Baba says, in the similar manner, if you are seeing others' faults, knowing their faults, imbibing their faults, and discussing about them, spreading it in the atmosphere, you are at that time not Vaishnava, but a Shudra. Though Shudra word is not come in Murli, but you will go in Rama's army. That's Baba says. So, first is this. What we have to do from this Murli is, what should I do? How should I get rid of this habit of gossip? Everybody has to make one's own plan for this. Yeah, there are certain situations. Baba is saying, if you see somebody is crossing the line of conduct and somebody is misbehaving, what you should do? That time you should go to the Supreme Court of Shiv Baba. And there you present your case. But don't become lawyer yourself. Don't become judge yourself. There you present, but without mixture and without dishonesty. That time, in this manner you present your case. And leave it. That's it. That's what you have to do. Give them signals of good wishes. That's it. But this habit of gossiping, what is gossip? What is gossip mongering? That is the word in English, gossip mongering. What exactly is gossip, Shambhai? It's to talk about others' private and personal lives. They interfere or talk about that, discuss about that, or to just spread that. Do you know what is happening in this department? Do you know that sister is staying in Madhuban for more than a week? What is the matter? Why she is here? There must be something. This brother earlier he was in this department. Why this department has been changed? This brother was earlier like this. Now he is like this. What has happened? So you start discussing about this. Interfering into others' matters, life. You have no business to do that. You mind your own business. Somebody has taken, you only have taken this topic here. Mind your own business. What is that to you? What you have to do? What others is doing? What other is eating? What others is? What time is sleeping and what time? We feel, but that's what Baba has said. That's what Baba has said. To know means what? See, what that is the word. You come to know that someone has the weakness. But did you burn your own weakness or the weakness of other with the power of knowledge? Being knowledgeful means to able to burn that weakness. You yourself have not burned your weakness. How can you burn their weakness? To destroy, to extinguish, to burn the weakness. That is to become, because knowledge means light and might. That word has come in Murli. Knowledgeful man means what? Yeah, you understand, you erase, and then you transform. That is what Samajhdar is. Samajhdar doesn't mean just to know that this person has got weakness. It is light and might. To become master son of knowledge and to destroy that weakness, that is to know it. That is the definition of knowing. So remember these four things. This is the first game children keep on playing. Second game, what you should spread that you merge. This is the second game. What you should spread that you merge. What is that? No explanation is given about this in Murli. Just one single statement somewhere has come. But this is the second game. What you should merge, what you should spread that you try to merge. Like what you should try to spread? Virtues, powers, knowledge, qualities, specialities, all these things you have to spread. If you know some skills, if your intellect is good, if you know some skill, if you know some language, if you know something, some special art or some special seva, you should try to teach that to others. This feeling should always be there. Let everyone learn. Let everyone know. Let everyone understand. That is the second game. And this is also to become a true Vaishnava. Vaishnava janate? Kisko? Who is Vaishnava? Real Vaishnava? Who abates, who decreases, who assuage the sufferings of others? Am I mitigating the sufferings of the humanity? If I am not doing that, I am not a true Vaishnava. True Vaishnava is one who reduces the pain, to feel that pain as if the same thing is happening to me, and let me now do something for that person. That is what is being a true Vaishnava. So this is the second plane. Third plane is, you try to manage your seniors, Didi, Dadis and Bab Dada. Baba has said, the three people, you try to manage them, you have a false impression. Just now Shraddha was describing, they try to impress others. To be impressed is one thing, to be influenced, but other is to try to influence others, to brag about one's own achievements, to tell about what great services I am doing. I do this, I do that. I have done this, I have done that. So to show off, to try to manage them, and what Baba is saying, what you get for a few years, you may get some appreciation, but not for long. Your friend circle, they might praise you, but that doesn't last for long. So that is the third game you keep on playing. Try to impress, try to manage. Fourth game is instant fruit. That is the fourth game. Instant fruit, they say that, who has seen future things? We are getting instant fruit. Instant fruit of happiness or instant fruit of name? This is name and all these things, fame, glory. So that is instant fruit. Baba says that if you eat this instant fruit, see, this is a totally metaphorical language, figurative language, Baba is. It's a poetic. This entire Murli is poetry. It's not, where is the garland, where is the rosary? Everything is invisible. What garland, what rosary? Baba is talking about fruit. Which fruit? And then again he is talking about thorn of discontentment. Which thorn of discontentment? This is all, this is figurative language. Alankarik, in Hindi it is known as, that sort of language is this. So, he is talking in terms of parables, in terms of giving examples of this world and all. So, have the aim to have the fruit of super sensuous happiness. That is not an instant fruit, that is a permanent fruit. But what they do, they try to eat the fruit of temporary happiness. Temporary happiness or temporary name, and they are caught in that cycle or circle. So, this is the fourth type of game. So, these are the four type of games Baba has mentioned. First game is what you should not spread, what you should merge. Actually, that is showing your lack of power of accommodation. That is showing that you don't possess the power of accommodation. If some news comes to you and you try to spread it everywhere, and later on you come to know that that was a false, then if suppose I hear that somebody has committed a theft, okay, and I have said, this brother, though he is in Gyan for such a long time, he has done this. He has stolen mobile. And later on it is found that he had not stolen it. And then, who is at fault? Baba has said, beware of the philosophy of karma. In this Murli, he has used the strictest word. Try to know the philosophy of karma. It's so subtle machinery. Whatever you do, the same thing will come back to you. If you try to gossip, people will gossip about you. If you try to criticize, people will criticize you. If you ridicule other, they will ridicule other. If you laugh at their services, people one day will laugh at you. If you mock at others, you will become butt of mockery one day in your life. So, every action has equal and opposite reactions. So be very careful. That's why Baba has said, beware of the law of karma. Always keep on thinking whatever. That's why somewhere Baba has said in this Murli, first party, I have to do those actions which are liked by Baba. In the Murli itself, yeah. Those actions which are liked by Baba. Only those actions I have to do. Okay. So here are the four different, and second type of game is what you should spread, you are merging. Third type of game is, what is the third type of game? Managing others, seniors. And fourth type of game is instant fruit. Don't go for this instant, unripe, immature fruit of praise, name and fame and glory. Aim for the highest, aim for the super essential bliss. So, this is, and then Baba has also reminded, what is your goal? Why had you come here? What is your goal and what are you doing? What you have to become and what are you becoming? Have you come here for doing gossiping? Do you want to come in the list of I have to achieve, or those who are already embodiment of achievement, prapti swarup? In whose line you have, which line you have to come? Just contemplate, just think, just churn this topic. So, this is about today's Murli. We'll come in short, we have 5 minutes. Four parties Baba is meeting. First party, two things are there in that. First is swing, jula. One is about swing and one is about aeroplane. You go in aeroplane. Once you go by plane, you can cross these mountains very easily. You don't have to climb them. So, one, go by aeroplane. Second, swing in the swing of super sensuous bliss. So that you don't touch the mud. This mud is uncleanliness. In somewhere in the Murli, Baba has also said that this talking, this gossip or somebody's weakness is rubbish. And if you have rubbish in your intellect, you cannot remember Shiv Baba who is pure. It's not possible to remember him. So, this thing. So, here, so don't keep your feet in the mud. They will stain you. Baba doesn't like those children who are stained, who are soiled, who are impure, polluted, adulterated. He likes pure, immaculate purity, unadulterated soul. No gossips. Having pure good feelings for everybody, having positive thoughts for everybody, no matter what one is doing. One thing everybody should remember, each soul, not only Brahmin but entire world, they have 5 divine virtues by default. This is already installed in the software. The 5 eternal qualities, 7 eternal qualities of the soul, they are already installed by the Supreme Company. They are coming with those software already. Only thing is they are coverings and malvikshep and avaran. So many things are just coverings are there. But that is there already in the soul. So we have to see that eternal sanskar of the soul and not the present sanskars of the soul. Because at present the soul is under the burden of all those 6 types she just now Shraddhavan described. All those things are, the soul is laboring under the burden of all those body, relationships, objects, gurus and bhaktis and karma bhog and all the vikarmas, all the sinful activities of the past. Soul is under the burden of that. So this is about the second paragraph. Second is about those who are old in the stage of retirement. Baba says that don't go and teach them knowledge. They have arrogance of their experience. This is the first time I heard the word arrogance of experience. So what you have to do with them? Few things. First, share with them, listen to them, talk with them, call them for sneha milan. But don't try to teach them. Don't try to tell them you don't know and I know. They will never accept your knowledge. Call them, love them, share your experience, listen to them, then they will like. This is the way you have to give. You should also give them time. You have to give them time because they are in the stage of retirement. They have a lot of time, but you have to give them time, though you don't have time. But otherwise, they will not come in knowledge. So that is second part. Third part of the Murli is, third party is, Baba is telling that this service, in service you get success only when you are humble. If you are not humble, you are burdened. You have a lot of burden you have a desire for respect. That itself is a burden. And so long as there is a burden, you cannot achieve success. For success, you require success and nirman. For creation of the new world, you have to be nirman. Nirman is to be humble, to be submissive, to be unobtrusive. So this is what humility is very much important in this service. Fourth is about remembrance all relationships with one. Very good statement in the Murli. You need not to make any friend. I am your supreme friend. You have no need of making friendship with anybody. Have all relationships only with one. I sit with him, I move with him, I talk with him, I eat with him, I dance with him, I sing with him, I sleep with him. Everything with one father. Believe, move and have our being in him. In Bible, the good statement, very beautiful statement comes. Believe, move and have our being in him. Nothing in this world, neither death, nor sorrow, nor suffering, nor angels, nor objects, nor principalities, nor anything to come, nor any creature present, nor nakedness, nor wilderness, anything that is there and anything to come can separate us from love of God. So that's a divine love of God, that to have sweetness of all relationships with one. If you have all relationships with one, only then and then you can tell others and you can give them experience, otherwise not. And when you make, Baba is talking with teachers perhaps, this paragraph, and this last three paragraphs are from previous Sunday's Murli. Actually, in that Sunday, two paragraphs were there. So this is from 27th, and this Murli is of 29th. So here Baba is saying, have all relationships with me. Have all relationships with me. Forge all relationships with me. You need not to have, make even somebody else your friend. I am your everything. Be all and end all. So this is in all Murli and four different parties Baba is talking with. After some time you will go and listen to Murli. So listen this Murli with deep understanding. Also one more point is missing. Baba is saying, do not become obstruction in somebody's path of Manmanabha. This is none of your business. If somebody is remembering Baba and you become an obstruction, that's a great sin. So never become an obstacle, a hindrance in somebody else's path of Purushart. If we are becoming, we need to check. So this Murli is about Vaishnavism. Who is true Vaishnav? Because we have to go to the dynasty of Vishnu. So that's why we are true Vaishnav. And we have to follow all those etiquettes, all those manners. If somebody is giving very good speeches, but he has this habit of fault picking, then he is not qualified to go into that land of Vishnu. Okay? So learn this Murli, listen to this Murli, churn this Murli, breathe this Murli. Breathe it. How, you know, just now I was listening to one news anchor, she was saying that, she was asked, how you are so bold? How you pose, you talk, you interview so many politicians and don't you fear? What is this channel for you? She said that I am news hungry. She said that I breathe news, I inhale news and I exhale news. Every time I am only thinking about news. And that's why I am so much informed. Because a media person, a news reader has to be well informed about everything, all happenings. Which minister has done corruption? Who has linked with some terrorist? Who has done, given what speeches, what controversial statements are made by which speaker. So they have to keep track of all of these things. And that's why their news channel becomes sensational. Here, if you have to become a sensational person, what you have to do is, you have to breathe Murli, inhale and exhale. Keep on thinking about only Murli and nothing else. Because these are not ordinary versions. These are God's version, Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam. This is Katha Amrit. This is ambrosia. This is the nectar that is coming out directly from the lips of the Supreme Father. We haven't heard him for such a long time. We are hearing only scriptures and scriptures and scriptures. Baba has said in the Murli also, otherwise you will become like those pandits of Dwapar Yug who just recite and chant scriptures, mantras. You don't have to become like that. That's another story. But now these all, entire Murli, this Murli is directly coming from the lips of the ultimate, the supreme, this divine, the providence, who is known by so many different names in the world and nobody knows him. That is why we have to see this Murli, know this Murli, imbibe this Murli, gossip about this Murli if you want. These are the four stages. See this Murli, know this Murli, imbibe this Murli and then talk about. Gossip means talk about this Murli. This is a divine gossip. Okay? So this is a divine gossip, not that material, mundane, temporal gossip. Om Shanti.